This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, yesterday I took some time to talk about women's issues in politics, and today I wanted to take a moment to look at the election from an Indigenous point of view. There's been a lot of focus on Western Sydney in the election. Well, did you know that Western Sydney has the biggest Aboriginal population of anywhere in Australia? But it doesn't really get mentioned much in the debates. Stan Grant is a journalist and a Wiradjuri man from the Riverina. He's currently the anchor of Newsnight on Sky News, and he also works for the Indigenous channel NITV. Hi, Stan. Thanks for making time to have a chat.
Hi, Katrina. Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, well, first, I just have to mention before we start that I believe you and I come from the same heartland, Stan. I hear that you're from Griffith and I'm
exactly.
from...
Exactly. It's from Darlington Point, right?
Darlington Point, that's right. A little village outside Griffith.
My family goes back there, actually. My great-grandmother was born on the old mission there at Warringesta, which is now long gone. But
I know the people who live there still on Warringesta. That 2 km from my home.
Very significant place in Wiradjuri history because people were drawn from right across Wiradjuri country and taken there. And it's a fascinating story itself. Yeah, so our roots go back a long way there.
Yeah. Well, now, you're an Indigenous man. Obviously, we mentioned your small town kind of, country roots. But you're also a global citizen. You've lived in many places around the world reporting for CNN. And then you've come back to Sydney. How's that changed your perspective on our politics here?
Oh, hugely. You know, one of the things about being overseas is that it gives you a great sense of perspective, a great sense of what really matters. And I think we're still isolated here in Australia, and it's a very insular place. And we can imagine that the day-to-day struggles are much bigger than they actually are. When in reality, if you look at our economy, for instance, we've had 22 years of uninterrupted economic growth in Australia. We came through the Asian financial crisis in 1997 largely unscathed. We didn't slide into recession along with the rest of the world during the global financial crisis. Mm. We've been incredibly well managed, and that isn't by accident. That's been by design, by careful reform, by leaders who had some vision and some ability to actually put those reforms into practice. What I see now are people squabbling amongst themselves, a pettiness, a meanness and a vindictiveness, particularly a sense that people want something for themselves first and foremost rather than what is going to be good for the country. Yeah. And when you compare us to overseas, of course, where you see countries that are racked with war, suffering massive numbers of refugees. I mean, 2 million people fleeing Syria alone since the civil war started there. Mm. When you see the economic crisis in Europe with unemployment up into 20% plus, when you see the United States still struggling to emerge from recession, we have it pretty good here, but you wouldn't get a sense from that from the way our politicians act or the way our media reports politics.
Yeah, okay. Well, coming back to home, though, what do you think are the biggest issues affecting particularly Sydney's Indigenous population? Because we haven't heard much about that this election campaign.
No, you don't. It's been a real tendency in Australia to sort of freeze-frame the Indigenous population in the Northern Territory or some remote area of Australia and look at it through that lens, when the reality is that Indigenous people, there are more living in Western Sydney than anywhere else. And, there are particular issues there. We all share a common history. Mm-hmm. We all still struggle to emerge from the impact of colonisation. Having reported in Afghanistan and Iraq and places like that, I've seen the impact of war and dislocation. Mm-hmm. And I've seen there many of the same traits that I see amongst our own population, a trauma that is going to take generations to emerge from. And so we still have those things at the heart of our, the problems that we face in Australia. Yeah. There are huge socioeconomic issues. It is more likely for an Indigenous kid to end up in some form of detention than it is to finish high school. I mean, that's just a damning statistic. Yeah. Despite the improvements that have been made, and there have been some improvements, we still trail the rest of Australia across all the major socioeconomic indicators, health, housing, education, employment. And it is just proved so intractable. And I think the real risk in places like Western Sydney is that the Aboriginal population becomes almost invisible. It falls through the cracks. And there are people there who are just suffering generations of disadvantage. And it is almost impossible to break that cycle. And so I think, we really need to start looking at this as not just one Indigenous problem that affects communities right across Australia, but start to look at the individual challenges and the needs of individual communities.
Yeah, that's right. And do you think either side of politics has the will to do that?
I don't question the will. I question the method. Yep. and the ability to cut through, particularly the layers of bureaucracy. And Noel Pearson from Cape York is now talking about the Empowered Communities Initiative, where they want to try to have a group of people coming from the grassroots communities themselves with direct access to government, to ministers, to the Prime Minister, and being able to cut through the dead hand of bureaucracy, of big government that gets in the way of really achievable outcomes. So I think, you know, that's a step in the right direction. Everyone's casting about for ways of trying to break through this problem and to start to get real change. But, yep, you know, it's an enormous challenge. But the first thing is that we need to get a real sense of what Indigenous people want themselves and coming from the communities and a leadership coming from the communities that gets, that is able to talk directly to government and avoid the pitfalls of bureaucracy.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks very much, Dan, for that perspective. It's been really great to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, real pleasure. Real pleasure. Nice to chat to you, Katrina.
Yeah, Stan Grant. He is a Wiradjuri man, also a global citizen and a journalist with Sky News.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.